Diary Cast. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 14th January 2021. So we're under another national coronavirus lockdown in England, with a post-Christmas surge in infections and all the rest. But free virtual meetings can still happen. Imperial College's Grantham Institute has been creating content to celebrate the success of the Grantham Institute's Accelerator program. Recently, Imperial College published the World in 2050, which shows how a sustainable, positive future is possible using technology being developed today. The interview that I have lifted a couple of bits from is for a section about Radbot and retrofitting. How does Radbot use light to infer occupancy? I mentioned level and edge-sensitive stuff, and a risk-based approach, and Radbot's rolling memory of room use. Well, there's a few things. So there's both, to be engineering about it, both level and edge-sensitive stuff there. So the strongest signal, the one that Radbot has always used basically from the start, that you're there, is a sudden rise in light levels. Either you flick a light on or you've drawn a curtain. And in winter, when you need heating, right, you know, you're not going to sit in the dark all day. You'll generally flick a light on or draw a curtain sometime, right, where it can see it. That was the first clue. The second thing is there's a kind of risk-weighted view in there, which is that if it thinks the room is bright enough that you could be in there and it hasn't seen you, it will apply a setback, but nothing like its maximum setback. And then it also has a rolling memory of what it's seen you do before, and if it thinks you're generally around at this time but it can't see you now, it will apply an even smaller setback. What beyond Radbot might I do to fix the climate? I talked about forever tinkering, energy storage, and redeveloping my local council estate right so as to reduce fuel poverty and climate change, and how I believe in encouraging active travel. At the moment, the best thing I can do, I think, is this. I mean, I'm always tinkering. So if you go and look at my Earth.org UK site, you'll see I've got all sorts of things. There's a project which got suspended because of lockdown where I want to tinker with some... I've got online AC coupled main storage. I've got offline storage. I want to try some heat storage. I'm always agitating for these things to be better done. The council estate I'm on is going to, my house is going to get pulled down under compulsory purchase. And they're proposing to rebuild a whole lot of stuff. And the thing I've been bellyaching about is, well, A, not ripping me off, but B, making sure they build these homes to a high enough standard to eliminate fuel poverty amongst the tenants and the need to retrofit. To avoid climate change. So if I am instrumental in getting space to house 2,000 people built to much, much better building standards than what otherwise have been, that would be a great win, right? So things like that. But, you know, and you'd think I was a mad cyclist if you looked at my Twitter account, but I'm very strongly in favour of supporting non-car-based travel. But, you know, I'm putting all my energies that I possibly can into Radbot. I will add a link to the finished piece in the show notes when it's done. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.